A work crew consisting of 150 volunteers worked for 8 hours in a light drizzle on Saturday to clean Carson Creek of almost 9 tons of debris. A job well done, smiled Alan Spector, the director of the event. We're scheduled to come back here one more time, 3 years from now. Of course, we hope that there won't be 9 tons of garbage next time. The garbage came in all shapes, sizes, and colors. Cans, bottles, bicycles, car tires, auto batteries, sofas, furniture, clothing, shopping carts, bowling balls, plastic bags, dolls, baby carriages, TV antennas, and portable radios. There was even a golf bag with a full set of golf clubs. Much of the back-breaking work was done by two community groups, the Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts, and two environmental groups, Save the Bay and Watch the Whales. Concerned retirees and volunteers from police and fire departments assisted. Everyone was issued boots, gloves, and rain gear. The work occurred along a 2-mile stretch of stream bed. The debris was hauled roadside, where trucks lined up to take the trash to the landfill. More than 500 big yellow trash bags were filled. No one found anything of great value, although a 5-year-old boy found an earring that he thought might be worth $1 million because it was so shiny. He said he would sell it. Then he would donate half of the proceeds to Watch the Whales and use the other half to buy a triple scoop ice cream cone
every day for the rest of his life.